the rest of the story. The Mayo Clinic physicians prepared their 10-year-old patient for a procedure as best they could. It would not be easy to endure. Did the boy understand? Yes, the boy understood. After grappling an entire young lifetime with this strange neurological disorder, Ted Mustian was accustomed to challenges. And yet, perhaps, he was not entirely ready for this one, because as the doctor proceeded, the discomfort quickly exploded into pain, and it was terrible pain. Not even young Ted, for all of his physical burdens, had anticipated the ponderous weight of this one. And as everybody in the same place would, Ted cried. The boy's mother, Robin Mustian, standing nearby, clasped a hand to her own mouth, hot tears burning her cheeks. She tried to say it'll be all right, but the words choked in her throat. The seconds became minutes that seemed ages. Ted continued to cry, 10 minutes, 15, and then after 20 agonizing minutes, the pain ceased. Ted, his face streaming with tears, looked up to see why. And why is the rest of the story. Standing between the doctor and young Ted was Ted's nurse. Not a hospital nurse, Ted's own private nurse, a full-time male nurse hired by his parents. The doctor was muttering something. Ted could not make out what. The essence of the exchange was that this nurse, this family employee, with no medical school background whatever, was insisting that the painful procedure served no further purpose and must be stopped. The doctor objected, but the male nurse was not listening anymore. In fact, now he was pushing, actually physically pushing the doctor away from young Ted. So the procedure was over. The boy must rest now. The astonished male physician concurred. This happened 2 years ago. That same male nurse has cared for Ted Mustian in every conceivable meaningful way, accompanying the boy to school every day. He pushes Ted's wheelchair, carries his books, carries his supplies, turns in his classwork papers. During every hospital visit, arduous and otherwise, Ted's nurse is there, watching, waiting, worrying, sometimes intervening. His face is now familiar among the pediatric ward staff at St. Luke's Hospital in Ted's hometown, Kansas City. And nobody questions his medical education or lack thereof. His objections are always taken seriously, because all agree Ted Mustian, whose balance and muscle development and motor skills have been so seriously compromised, could never have made the progress that he is making without the constant assistance and moral support and, yes, the love of a healthcare worker who, under any other circumstances, would never have been permitted to so close to such a delicate medical case. In the ongoing war between sickness and the sick, the ammunition of prodding and pills is limited. Many of the better weapons rely on love and hope and companionship and touching, and sometimes touching with hands that are not really hands. For you see, Ted Mustian's angel, the male nurse, who for 2 years has stuck with him through every boredom and disability and pain and triumph, is not a man, but rather a trained helper named Bear. A golden retriever dog. And now you know the rest of the story.